the manner of her will, and what she left to London, and to all those in it, at her departing. By Isabella Whitney. I, whole in body and in mind, but very weak in purse, do make and write my testament, for fear it will be worse. And first, I wholly do commend my soul and body eke to God the Father and the Son, so long as I can speak. And after speech, my soul to him, and body to the grave, until that time when all shall rise again, their judgment for to have. And then I hope they both shall meet to do well, for I enjoy, whereas I trust to see my friends released from all annoy. Thus, have you heard, touching my soul and body, what I mean? I trust you all will witness bear. I have a steadfast brain. And now, let me dispose such things as I shall leave behind, that those which shall receive the same may know my willing mind. I, first of all, to London leave, because I there was bred. Brave buildings rare, of churches store, and palace to the head. Between the same, fair streets there be, and people goodly store. Because their keeping craveth cost, I yet will leave him more. First, for their food I butchers leave, that every day shall kill. By Thames, you shall have brewer's store, and bakers at your will. And such as orders do observe, and eat fish thrice a week, I leave two streets full fraught therewith. They need not far to seek. Watling Street and Cannock Street, I full of woolen leave, and linen store in Friday Street, if they may not deceive. And those which are of calling such that costlier they require, I mercer's leave, with silk so rich as any would desire. In cheap of them they store shall find, and likewise in that street I goldsmith's leave, with jewels such as are for ladies meet. And plate to furnish cupboards with, full brave there shall you find, with pearl of silver and of gold, to satisfy your mind. With hoods, bongraces, hats, or caps, such store are in that street, as if on one side you should miss, the t'other serves you feet. For nets of every kind of sort, I leave within the pond. French ruffs, high pearls, gorgets, and sleeves of any kind of lawn. For purse or knives, for comb or glass, or any needful knack, I by the stocks have left a boy. We'll ask you what you lack. I hose do leave in Birchin Lane of any kind of size, for women stitched, for men both trunks, and those of Gascoigne guise. Boots, shoes, or pantables, good store St. Martin's hath for you. In Cornwall, there I leave you beds, and all that longs thereto. For women shall you tailors have, by Bow the chiefest dwell. In every lane you some shall find can do indifferent well. Artillery at Temple Bar, and dags at Tower Hill, swords and bucklers of the best are nigh the fleet until. Now, when thy folk are fed and clad with such as I have named, for dainty mouths and stomachs weak, some junkets must be framed. Wherefore, I apothecaries leave with banquets in their shop, physicians also for the sick, diseases for to stop. Some roysters still must bide in thee, and such as cut it out, that with the guiltless quarrel will to let their blood about. For them, I cunning surgeons leave, some plasters to apply, that ruffians may not still be hanged, nor quiet persons die. For salt, oatmeal, candles, soap, or what you else do want, in many places shops are full. I left you nothing scant. At Steelyard, store of wines there be, your dulled minds to glad, and handsome men that must not wed except they leave their trade. They oft shall seek for proper girls, and some perhaps shall find, that needs compels or lucre lures to satisfy their mind. And near the same, I houses leave for people to repair to bathe themselves, so to prevent infection of the air. On Saturdays, I wish that those that all the week do drug shall thither trudge to trim them up on Sundays to look smug. Now for the people in the left, I have done as I may, and that the poor, when I am gone, have cause for me to pray, I will to prisons portions leave, what though but very small, yet that they may remember me, occasion be it shall. The Newgate once a month shall have a sessions for his share, lest, being heaped, infection might procure a further care. And at those sessions, some shall scape with burning near the thumb, and afterward to beg their fees till they have got the sum. And such whose deeds deserveth death, and 12 have found the same, they shall be drawn up Holborn Hill to come to further shame. What makes you standers by to smile and laugh so in your sleeve? I think it is because that I to Ludgate nothing give. I am not now in case to lie. Here is no place of jest. I did reserve that for myself. If I my health possessed, and ever came in credit so a debtor for to be, when days of payment did approach, I thither meant to flee, to shroud myself amongst the rest that choose to die in debt, rather than any creditor should money from them get. Yet, because I feel myself so weak that none me credit dare, I here revoke, and do it leave some bankrupts to his share. To all the bookbinders by Paul's, because I like their art, they every week shall money have when they from books depart. Amongst them all, my printer must have somewhat to his share. I will my friends these books to buy of him, with other ware. For maidens poor, I widowers rich do leave, that oft shall dote, and by that means shall marry them, to set the girls afloat. And wealthy widows will I leave to help young gentlemen, which, when you have in any case, be courteous to them then, and see their plate and jewels eke may not be marred with rust, nor let their bags too long be full, for fear that they do burst. To every gate under the walls that compass thee about, I fruitwives leave to entertain such as come in and out. To Smithfield I must something leave. My parents there did dwell. So careless for to be of it, none would account it well. Wherefore, it thrice a week shall have of horse and neat good store, and in his spittle blind and lame to dwell forevermore. And Bedlam must not be forgot, for that was oft my walk. I people there too many leave that out of tune do talk. For such as cannot quiet be, but strive for house or land, at the inns of court, I lawyers leave to take their cause in hand. And also leave I at each inn of court or chancery of gentlemen a youthful rut full of activity, for whom I store of books have left at each bookfinder's stall, and part of all that London hath, to furnish them withal. And when they are with study cloyed, to recreate their minds, of tennis courts, of dancing schools, and fence they store shall find. And every Sunday at the least, I leave to make them sport, in divers places, players, that of wonders shall report. Now, London, have I for thy sake, within thee and without, as comes into my memory, dispersed round about such needful things as they should have, here left now unto thee. When I am gone, with conscience, let them dispersed be. And though I nothing named have to bury me withal, consider that above the ground annoyance be I shall. And let me have a shrouding sheet to cover me from shame, and in oblivion bury me, and never more me name. Rejoice in God that I am gone out of this vale so vile, and that of each thing left such store as may your wants exile. I make thee sole executor, because I loved thee best, and thee I put in trust to give the goods unto the rest. Thus, being weak and weary both, an end here will I make. To all that ask what end I made and how I went away, thou answer mayest like those which here no longer tarry may. And unto all that wish me well, or rue that I am gone, do me commend, and bid them cease my absence for to moan. And tell them further, if they would my presence still have had, they should have sought to change my luck, whichever was too bad. So fare thou well a thousand times. God shield thee from thy foe, and still make thee victorious of those that seek thy woe. And though I am persuaded that I shall never more thee see, yet to the last I shall not cease to wish much good to thee. This 20th of October, I, in anno Domini, 1573, as almanacs discree, did write this will with mine own hand, and it to London gave, in witness of the standers by, whose names, if you will have, paper, pen, and standish were, at that same moment by, with time, who promised to reveal so fast as she could hide the same, lest of my nearer kin from anything should vary. So, finally, I make an end. No longer can I tarry.